Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Grandmas are greater than great, aren't they? We all come from grandmas, right? Without them, well, we wouldn't be around. I never knew my great-grandma, but I picture her as a superhero. She did not need electricity or matches or dishwashers or Netflix. She survived wars, baked rabbit pies, and could milk a moose with her bare hands. She was that tough. So tough, she had no time for poetry, but I do. Grandma arrived on a great big boat, blazed a trail and tamed a goat, washed the windows, mopped the floors, raised 8 kids and taught them chores, swept the parlor, made the bed, baked 2 dozen loaves of bread, cooked a dish of hand-picked fruit, pressed her husband's Sunday suit, split the firewood, lugged it in, enough to fill the kitchen bin, cleaned the lamps and put in oil, canned some apples so they wouldn't spoil, churned the butter, baked a cake, then she screamed, "For goodness sake, who let the cows out of the pen? Get out there, chase them in again." She gathered eggs and locked the stable, plucked the chickens, set the table, cooked a dinner most delicious, then made the kids wash all the dishes. Fed 3 cats and folded clothes, wiped some bottoms, wiped a nose, then somehow sang when day was done, "Count your blessings, one by one." Now, I have no idea if this comes close to summarizing my great-grandma's life, but I like to imagine her this way, finding time to give thanks to God in the midst of the craziness of a challenging life, counting her blessings with the setting sun. Maybe it's because I am so talented at listing my own troubles. I'm guilty of a full-blown case of short memory syndrome when it comes to numbering the benefits God provides. Years ago, Pastor Jack Hinton was leading the singing at a leper colony on the island of Tobago. One of the lepers was facing toward the back of the church, and when they finished singing, she turned and looked straight at him. He cringed. Leprosy had stolen this dear woman's nose and ears. It was the most hideous face I had ever seen, he later admitted. But what she did next was one of the most beautiful sights of his life. She lifted a fingerless hand in the air and asked, "Can we sing Count Your Blessings?" He was overcome with emotion. Later someone said to him, "I guess you'll never be able to sing that song again." "Oh yes, I will," he replied, "but I'll never sing it the same way." Perspective is vital, isn't it? I read this story while feeling sorry for myself. You see, I was battling canker sores. After all, I couldn't even eat ice cream or talk. God's goodness was not uppermost on my mind. Rubbing alum on them was the physical key to banishing these pesky lesions. But the key to our emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being is without a doubt gratitude. 2 things can help bring it on. First, remember. Recall the things God has done. Remember, He is close to the brokenhearted. Reflect on this, "The Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need." Remember a time when hardship grounded your faith in ways that success and abundance never could. Second, refocus. Too often my perspective drifts toward comparison. I allow social media and news reports to fuel my dissatisfaction and become my focus. Philippians 4 can change things. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. In the midst of all the challenges, may we stop counting our troubles, lest we lose sight of our blessings. Think about that the next time you see a goat, or a chicken, or a mop, or a moose.
Want to help the kids in your life love God's Word? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun, faith-building guide that helps kids explore the Bible with curiosity and joy. Using cheerful rhymes and colorful illustrations, children learn how to read, think, pray, and live out God's truth every day. Perfect for ages 4 to 7 and families who want to grow in faith together. Get your free copy at laughagain.ca.